You know, once you become enlightened, once you become enlightened and you see past the 3D, the 3D gets really old really fast. The Bible says, be thankful in all things. So I'm thankful for my health, food, income, whatever, hobbies, my clear mind. Some people have Alzheimer's and all that. I'm thankful for everything that I have. Things could be better, completely out of debt. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to right now, is getting out of debt completely. But with Uber, it's the same conversations, the same personalities, the same trips. I just took somebody to the airport. It's the same old, no matter what it is. The guy was a pilot. And I was told him, I said, you know, after you do rideshare for a while, every city looks the same. I said, you can go to any city and you'll see a Walgreens, and across the street you'll see CVS. And I realized he was a pilot, because he said, yeah, when I fly to this city or something, he said, it's good to compare. It's good to compare the downtown area and see which downtown's better. So forth, in all the cities he goes to. Early on, I asked him, I said, is American Airline Boeing? Does Boeing, B-O-I-B-O-E-N-G or I-N-G, I don't know which one it is, but do they make the planes for American? He said, well, it's half and half. They make he mentioned two airlines, that one, Boeing, and somebody else makes the planes for most of the airlines. Anyway, the same trees, the same weather, the same dashes, the same birds, the same squirrels, the same cats, the same conversations, the same personalities, the same belief systems. If somebody says, well, I'm a new age, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've heard that 1,000 times. If somebody says, I'm an Essene, Essenes, the Essenes, or whatever they call them, or I'm a gematria person, they all talk the same talk. They're all in a box. If somebody says, I'm a electrician or plumber or mechanic, they're all in the same box. They all follow the same patterns. If somebody's single or married or whatever, they follow the same patterns. The single people seem to be carefree, but the married people seem to be all worried about the cares of this life, you know. And they got their little, about 60%, they got their little church or their little thing that they go to, and their little baseball things they go to on the weekends, and they just keep repeating the cycle and don't even know they're in a cycle. They're so in it. They're so, all of us really, everybody, we're so entangled in our regular routine that we can't look at ourselves from the outside in. And that's what's frustrating. You try to show somebody something outside their box life, and they can't hear you. The box life. Limited by your your health, limited by your finances, limited by the boundaries, limited by your identity, your nationality. There's so many limits that you can't help but see the repeat, because you're stuck in some kind of repeat somewhere. Even if you lived, you know, okay, so let's say you did become a hunter-gatherer and you had a teepee out in the woods and you were hunting food. That would become a repeat. Even these homeless people that stand on the corner, think about it. They're standing there with a sign to get free money, right? Don't you know that but gets old every day? I mean, I've seen the same at this one corner. There's these two girls. I've seen them there for 6-7 years. The same stuff every day. And they stand there in the heat, the rain, the cold, everything. And you're like shocked. The same words, the same alphabet, the same shapes, the same colors, the same everything. The same arguments, the same fights, the same complaints, the same pains, the same suffering, the same. I mean, Dr. Phil, there was a TV on, I walked by it today, and Dr. Phil was talking to a husband and wife fighting over custody. Now, how many thousands of times have you seen that? Doesn't that get old, Dr. Phil? Husband and wife fighting over custody. The biggest custody battle ever, which I doubt that. This pouring down rain, windshield wipers, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The wheels are turning and rolling and rolling and rolling and turning as the wheel turns. Steering wheel, same steering wheel. Same bump in the road. Seen that bump 1,000 times. Mailbox on the side of the road falling apart. I need to start me another mailbox business, and I was making good money doing that. But sometimes when you dig a post hole on the side of the highway, you just hit nothing but rock, you know. It takes about 30 minutes just to dig a 2-foot hole. And then you have to haul off the bad wood, you know. So no matter if you work for somebody or run your business, it turns into a repeat routine, you know. Let's say you ran a subway station. You'd have good employees, and you'd have some show up, some not show up. You'd have some good ones, you'd have some bad ones. Windshield wipers, but I can't figure out how to stop that. I watched a video and they said that it was bent sideways or something. You need to bend it back straight. Same restaurants, same food, same drinks. I don't know how somebody can be an alcoholic. Think about an alcoholic. So they go get their Budweiser or their Coors or whatever they get, whatever they're called. I don't even know what the new ones are. Or they go get their liquor or whatever. And so they just drink every day. Now, how boring would that be? Why are they? Look, they're drinking to avoid the monotony of life, but the fact that they drink the same stuff every day, that's monotony in itself, you know. A lot of times people drink because they married the wrong one. they got married to the wrong one, and they're stuck with that person. And there's things about that person that they're not going to change. It's not going to change. So if you marry one person thinking you're going to fix them or change them, it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. Same blue sky, same chemtrails, same government games, same inflation. They've been inflating the dollar forever. Everything's the same. Same school buses. Think about how many years they talk about electric cars and they still don't have, and that, you know, it's still up in the air, you know. And somebody's going to have to spend a lot. Instead of having one big battery that costs a lot, why don't they put them in series, and that way if your battery goes out, you can just replace one of them, keep you going, then you buy another one. You don't have to buy the whole lot at one time. I mean, think about it. No matter what university you go pick somebody up, they're studying the same stuff. What are you studying? Psychology. What are you studying? Nursing. What are you studying? Criminal justice. What are you studying? Mathematics. What are you studying? Engineering. What are you studying? Political science. I mean, it's just the same stuff. I mean, where do all these people go? All these majors like political science and some of them, you, what are you studying? Art. It's like, where do you find all these jobs with these same degrees, you know? I mean, once you become an engineer and you put the data in a computer, you don't even need another engineer. They just need to print out what you've already done. Can you imagine being a database maintainer? The same stuff every day at a computer keyboard, whether it's MySQL or whatever, and you just gotta move stuff around, and you gotta look at some glitch, and you gotta figure out where it went wrong. Well, it's supposed to be 10 cheeseburger in the database, but it's only 9. What happened? I don't know. Let me figure out what the glitch is. It's the same glitch that was last time, probably. Somebody in the program didn't have enough space to let it, instead of causing it to delay 2 seconds or 1 millisecond or something, it counted it twice. It's really ridiculous stuff. Street lights out, power goes out. Flat tires. Just the same stuff over and over. So what's the conclusion of the matter? Fear God and keep His commandments. What are His commandments? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. How do you do it in a daily basis? You're saved by faith, you walk by faith every day. Be thankful in all things. Everything's a worship service anyway. Everything points back to Christ. The Bible makes it clear that what is the benefit? What is man's gift down here? He enjoy the work of his hands and eat and his food. It's that simple. Find something you enjoy doing, because it's going to be all a repeat, no matter what it is. But find something you enjoy. Do that. Enjoy your food. Because you're only promised 70 years. Whatever you whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave there's no work. So while you're here, do some stuff you enjoy doing, because in the grave there's no work. And that was Old Testament, but New Testament, absent from the body, present in heaven, you're going to be worshiping God. I don't know what other duties you'll be doing, but it's really a trip. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. What I'm doing now is studying the medical benefits of natural foods, you know, especially cutting back sugar. Every time I start to go keto again, somebody will say, you want this cookie or you want this piece of cake or whatever. It's like, okay. All right, one more day and then I'm gonna go keto. To me, investing is the key. If you were younger, you start investing now. It's just a sine wave. Investing is just a sine wave, right? So if you understand that investing is a sine wave, you should be able to get rich if you're young. Wish I'd have known it. Wish I'd have invested in that when I was younger. It's just a sine wave. If anybody out there already knew this was a repeat 20 years ago, why didn't you tell somebody? If you knew it was a simulation, why didn't you tell somebody? It's a repeat holographic training, simulated training program. Repeat holographic simulated training program. Source never changes. So you go around the mountain, around the mountain. Source never changes. So who's changing? You are. And what does that mean? That means each day you should be getting drawn back to source. You should be learning to walk in love and truth and grace and hope and faith and thankfulness and joy and be content with what you got and be thankful always and get the mind of Christ. Get the mind of Christ. Know what's right. Know what's wrong. Know what's left. Know what's right. Know what's up. What's down. You should be getting that knowledge and that wisdom every day in the cycle. Because the outside doesn't change, the inside is being birthed day by day.